Ready to go further or take your ambitions to the next level? It's time to commit to curiosity with a postgrad at UL. Whether you want to enhance your career opportunities or pivot to a new one, University of Limerick has a diverse range of full-time, part-time and short postgraduate programmes designed to set you up for success. Go further and commit to curiosity at ul.ie. That's ul.ie.
I'm a Donegal TD. I'm not going to be standing up here and saying that you did a great job when you've excluded the entire Northwest from this support scheme, when the venue that I'm talking about is actually providing more grassroots events than many of the others that were eligible. I'm sure you'll be delighted when you go back to Limerick. How many in Limerick got the grant? I think four or five, was it, in your own county? But that's good for them. I support every single grassroots venue. I support every single festival. I think that is really, really important. But in terms of Donegal, in terms of the Northwest, there is an industry there that needs to be supported as well. And the idea that you decided without telling the applicants that it's a first-come, first-served basis is simply wrong. There was enough money in that pool, even though it was limited as it was, and I commend you for being able to secure that as a pilot project, but to actually ensure that every eligible venue got the support. And why is that important? Because it's the acts that get the support. It is the sound engineers that get the support. It is the lighting engineers that get the support. And there are people in my county and in the Northwest who need that support just as much as they need it in Limerick, in Cork and in Dublin. You've made a major mistake. Thanks, in Secretary. Relation to how this was allocated. You have completely ignored the Northwest in relation to this here, and I am appealing to you, because this is not a huge amount of money for the other 12 eligible applicants that should be provided. It's about €150,000, and you should at least make an appeal to the Minister for Public Expenditure or within your own department to make sure that every single eligible applicant gets their fair share in relation to this, this support.
Yeah, and thanks, Deputy, for the single transferable speech, because no matter what I did in this, you were going to be opposed to it anyway. Let's call a spade a spade. I mean, there was one eligible application from Ulster, and I have said and made it very clear that as soon as we get an opportunity to have a second scheme, I'm sure you will have all of the wisdom of Job in terms of being able to articulate what should be in the next scheme. My priority in this was my priority in this. You've had a good run now. You've had a good run now for your video. My priority here was to get the maximum amount of money out to the maximum amount of locations, and rather than actually run down the locations that got it, I think your party should be supportive of the locations that got it rather than running them down.
Thanks very much.
On which map of the world and which map of Ireland do you believe when the good regional spread means no venue north of Galway or west of Louth, it's good regional spread? If you think that that is true, then you're off your rock.
How's your infrastructure minister doing? Has your infrastructure minister heard of the Northwest? And the aims they made of the A5?